let's start from the top. This is my mom, Nelly Alvarado.
Yeah.
Y dice en español.
Bienvenido a encontrar lo gracioso con Lisa Alvarado.
You nailed it.
Okay.
All right. All right. Una vez más.
Yay, yay.
That's my mom getting the chancla out. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Find the Funny. It's 2024. We did it. We survived.
Yay.
23. Oh, my gosh. 23 was a piece of shit. Anybody else? Wow. Was that a hard year?
Yeah.
I am so happy to be starting the podcast. This is a new year. Great things are going to happen for you and me. You're going to subscribe. That's going to be one of the things that's going to happen. That's huge for you and for me. And then this is what we're going to do. I'm going to actually start to monetize on YouTube, you guys. And you know what would help me? Is if you listen to hours of my shit.
Exactly.
Yes.
Listen.
It's a goal.
They're funny.
Yeah. They're actually pretty decent. I don't know. I was actually ready for 23 to be done. I think that's one of my New Year's resolutions is actually to be more positive and optimistic in 24. So in doing that, I actually looked up some very interesting stats because I don't always make New Year's resolutions, and this is why. So these are some stats that I got from Forbes about 2024. On average, people last with their New Year's resolutions less than 4 months, which I actually thought 4 months was a lot.
A long time.
Right? I was like, what? It's more like 4 weeks, buddy. What? Are you serious right now? Okay, so here's the breakdown. About 8% stick to their goals through the first month. 22% of people stick to their goals and resolutions through 2 months, which is good. And so that's what? That's 30%. 22% last until 3 months. So that's pretty impressive. And 85% of men only last 4 minutes. Come on, guys. First dick joke for the year. Thank you. I did it. We did it, you guys. It was a concerted effort between you and I. You were expecting one. I was ready to give one. So,
and I was ready to laugh.
Yeah. And Sarah's ready to laugh. So this is teamwork. This is good. This is the first joke of my podcast of 2024.
Yay.
And it's a hacky joke. So I also have a goal of definitely more original material, more original dick jokes this year, guys. So here's another stat. 44% of Americans make resolutions on New Year's Eve, like right before New Year's, which is so funny because like that's what you should be planning it out and really thinking about it. And
yeah.
So it's like 5, 4, 3, 2. I'm not going to shit my pants this year. How serious are you about this goal? If that's how long you're waiting to actually literally on New Year's Eve before the ball drops, people start to really think. Like minutes before are going, that's what my goal is this year. So that I thought was fabulous. I didn't know that fact. 81% of people fail by February. So probably in that percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the most popular goals, New Year's resolutions. And you probably guessed them. In fact, we probably have both. All of us have at one point or another wished for these things or one of these things. Number one, exercise more. That's why gyms, their memberships are unbelievable.
Right.
And I'm actually leaving my gym in January. That's my goal, is to stop paying these astronomical prices when I'm never home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So number one is exercise. Number two is eat healthier. Number three is lose weight. Number four is save money. The first three have everything to do with looks, with appearance. I guess how you physically feel about yourself, how you mentally feel about yourself. So that I think was really interesting because to me, exercising, losing weight, eating healthier, those are all one. Like that's kind of one common.
I was just,
Because I don't think you can do, I mean, I guess you can exercise and still eat shitty. I do that a lot. That's like, but I try to, I limit my eating crappy food, you know?
Right.
Like I have it on some days and then I don't on other days and I eat really good. So saving money. Yeah, I can see that for sure. Let's see. Okay. And then I, on another source, the most popular 2024 New Year's resolutions are these. Number one was save money. Number two is exercise more. Three is eat healthier. 40% of people, which is number four, spend more time with family and friends. Wow. I was surprised about that one. That's cool. The next one is lose weight. That is 35% of Americans. 26% of Americans want to reduce spending on living expenses. Huh? Like food, energy. How are you living expense? I think excessive spending or something.
Right.
That's weird. 19% of people want to spend less time on social media. And the same 19% fail within the first hour, I would say, getting on TikTok. They're probably posting that on TikTok.
Like today I'm going
to. Today I'm going to not do TikTok. Send. And the last one, which is also 19%, is to reduce stress on the job. I mean, if you guys would just subscribe,
right?
That would reduce my stress on the job. I mean, I would really appreciate that. So I found this article on CBS News. 6 out of 10 Americans believe money can buy happiness. And it's not just women. Okay, guys, it's according to a new financial poll from Empower. The median household in America earns, let's see, about, $74,000 annually. Is that together? Because that's not very good. This led me to try and think about or figure out what do I want from my life in 2024. I think my resolutions, the big ones career-wise, would be to sell the special that I shot earlier in 2023. It's almost done being edited. I'm really excited about it. And I think it's a fresh look at what I'm doing now. So that would be great. I also have a documentary that I would like to sell this year. So career-wise, those are the two things that I'm not going to wait to put out. So if they don't sell, that's okay. I'm going to put them out on social media, YouTube or whatever. I think they're good enough to get some views and just get people to see what I'm about. On more personal note, I think I definitely want to focus more on giving than receiving because that will help me manage expectations. I was thinking about this. Could you imagine if we all just focused on what we're giving to other people instead of what we're receiving? I mean, that's such a crazy concept. I think that that would take care of a lot of things like judgment, you know, like when someone does something that, say, you don't like, and it's so much easier to focus on someone else's behavior or decisions or what they're doing in their life and point it out instead of going, well, what do I do that's wrong? Or what do I do that's bad? Or that's a terrible habit. I'm so focused on what they're doing. I'm not improving myself as a person, as a human and treating people better. It's like, what am I doing other than just pointing out this person's shortcomings? So yeah, I think I want to focus more on just giving things without receiving, which is really hard to do for women. Mm-hmm. I think not. I'm not saying that women are we're just constantly expecting things. I mean, some of the guys listening might be going, "You nailed it. You nailed it right on the head. That's exactly what they're like." I think that women rely maybe a little bit too much on men for their comfort in terms of not the traditional things like somebody helping with the bills and things like that. I think that that's reasonable. I'm talking about their well-being emotionally. You know, I think I figured out that for me, that's something I need to improve in, because like women really want to know when they meet a man what his intentions are. And sometimes the guy doesn't even know. Mm. And the woman is asking the question, you know, we're like, where is this going? What are we going to do? Where are we going to end up? Are you want to marry me? Do we want to have kids? And there's all these big questions. And I think women do that a little bit because we're the ones that has to have the kid. Mm. It affects our life so much more differently than it does the man. It's mm-hmm. not that they don't have to be responsible or provide, but they can literally walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman cannot. She has the child, whether she decides to give it up for adoption or raise it on her own or raise it with that person. That's why, that's one of the reasons why I think women want to know
mm-hmm.
where is this going, you know, and when. I think that it's easier for men to disconnect from relationships at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the beginning, it's easier for men to walk away. But then as the relationship goes on, I think that it's actually easier for women to walk away. I do.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Huh. I do. I've think I've been the primary one to break up with people later.
Huh.
And if it's a shorter relationship, I think it's probably the guy. Yeah, that's a weird I have no joke for that, but but it will come. These are all just introspective Lisa Alvarado thoughts for 2024. These are things like to just, I think if we just didn't expect as much from each other and we gave a little bit more, this world would be so much better.
For sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it affects my, like the fact that I started stand-up comedy because I wanted to help other people, because I wanted to heal other people. It also definitely heals me. It definitely makes me laugh as well. It makes me happy. I love the interaction with the audience. I love coming up with a new joke and seeing that response in real time. There's nothing else like it.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely I am receiving things when I do stand-up. But I remember when I first started and wanted to do it, it was because I just wanted to help heal other people, which is why this podcast is called Find the Funny, because I want to help people find the funny in their lives, in their tragedies. And what I found out is when I focus on the money part, when I focus on just selling a special or making money online, or, you know, how much is this gig going to pay me as opposed to doing this other gig? Or, you know, who do I get to take on the road? What kind of accommodations? It's not that I shouldn't worry about those things, that they're fair questions. And sometimes bookers are kind of trying to give you the shaft and save money. But all in all, if you had asked me when I was a brand new comedian, hey, would you do a gig for $1,000 where you have to be gone a week? I'd be like, yes, yeah, of course. Yes. Where do I sign up? You know? And so now I'm like, thousand, what? Are you kidding me? No, I don't even know. I wouldn't, you know? And so it's so different now. And I think as you progress, yes, you get better and you should get paid more. But at the same time, where's the love of the craft where you would travel 4 hours to do 15 minutes, right. You know? Those are called paying your dues. But at the same time, how much do I really love this?
Right.
And who knows who I'm going to meet or help or that's going to help me in some way in life if I didn't go to that gig. You know what I mean? So just trying to be more open to stuff coming in work-wise as well. Another one of my New Year's resolutions, which I already told Sarah this, is I need to learn how to edit better. Like, she does all the editing. She's fantastic, but it's a lot for one person to handle doing all the editing. So I want to learn how to put together these little videos so that you guys can see more of my content on my own. And I can do it when I'm on the road. I can do it when I'm sitting in an airport. So that's one of my goals. That's a tangible thing. So I think I want to learn how to post and edit a little bit better on my own. I have a goal of writing at least 30 new minutes this year.
Nice.
And I wanted to keep it really basic with 30 new minutes that I love, because I can definitely write 30 new minutes. 30 new minutes that I'm really proud of and that I really love takes a while.
Wow.
Because you have to, like, I mean, I have 30 minutes right now that I'm like, ooh, you know, I'm like, I don't want to use that anymore. Oh, I got to do that joke again. And it's because I have to do like 2 hours on some gigs that I do. So when I'm doing that amount of time, you're going to put some jokes in there that are not your favorite. But this year, because I'm putting out this special, I'm going to have to retire a lot of material. So you do that slowly in increments. You kind of start to get rid of the stuff you like the least. And you just start writing and filling in the gaps and then writing about new stuff that comes to you. And I'm excited about some of my new material and concepts that I want to work on. But 30 new minutes is the minimum for this year. I think I can exceed that. I'd like to put out a new 1 hour special every 2 years. Two to three years is a very reasonable goal, but an hour that I'll be proud of. I feel like some comics that I've seen recently, especially the really popular ones, the ones that are really skyrocketing right now, they get all these deals with Netflix or another streaming platform where they're pressured financially to put out special after special after special. And then you see their next special and you're like, well, they only had like 9 months to put that together.
Right.
And, you know, or maybe a year. And that really, for some people who are getting enormous amount of stage time, it's possible for sure. But to crank out a new hour every year is so difficult to make it as good as, if not better than the one you just did. Like, there's constantly this, you got to keep the bar high. So I would rather spend 6 more months or 12 more months and write a killer hour. That's just inside and out. I'm proud of every joke. And that's not as easy to do. And I think one of my last goals is, I think I'm ready for a relationship.
Wow.
Okay. I know. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Here's the bigger shock, with a man. I know. Me? Are you kidding? I think I'm ready. I think, and readiness really is just a choice. It's it's not that, oh, I've evolved, I've this, I've that. I just think mentally I've decided, okay, I actually desire it now, where I think last year was a lot of taking care of family members, my mom that was ill, touring a lot, because my goal last year was to do the special. I did the special. It's done. I'm going to start working on my next hour. I do have a lot of dates this year in the calendar, a lot of clubs and ships and things that I'm doing this year, which I'm excited about. It's very hard on me to have a relationship when I'm gone all that often, but I think, you know what? I'm going to have faith that I'm going to find the kind of man that's going to be like, cool. Yeah, I want you to succeed. Go do your thing. And guess what? I'm not going to cheat on you. You can take my balls yeah. on the road with you in a jar because I'm not going anywhere.
That's great.
What's the equivalent? Can I leave my ovaries? It doesn't matter. You don't have sex with ovaries, but I don't know. You can't. Can you leave a vag? I don't know. I know. What do you leave? You leave one tit. I don't know. I'm an idiot. But see, the guy that I will fall in love with is going to think that's hilarious and be like, I get it. I understand what she's talking about. So I think I'm ready to start trying at that, which means that I will have to get back on online dating, because I actually shut everything down. Did you? Did you shut stuff up?
I did. Down, I kind of put some on hold.
Yeah.
But some I just killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. It was just, I had too much on me emotionally in 2023 to even think that there would be a possibility of meeting someone new. You know, right. And starting something. So tell your brothers, tell your friends, tell people that aren't crazy, that are very good people. Hopefully someone with faith, hopefully someone that's taller than 5'6". No,
your podcast is your dating app.
I know, you guys, this right here, this is, I'm going to put this on my new dating profile.
Your profile.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The crazy thing is I haven't even gone back online to start online dating yet, but I'm gonna, because I have a birthday coming up and I have booked a trip for myself. Because I'm working and I end up in Mexico. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stay a few days and celebrate my birthday on my own. But wouldn't it be nice if I could just have that person that I'm in love with or that I really like to visit while I'm there? I don't know. I think I'm ready to have somebody that, besides Sarah, I mean, she's a good kisser, but... But we already live together and it's weird, you know, like she's no, it's me and Sarah to the end. We're probably going to get married.
Ride or die.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. How do you guys go about it? I mean, how do you guys go about making sure that your resolutions stick? How do you do it? I mean, I would love to know. I mean, right into the show, right into the comments.
Yeah.
Let me know, what is your resolution for 2024? How have you conquered goals in the past and actually attained them? Like, mm-hmm. how did you do it? Did you take a class? Did you do small increments? Because I know that really helps too. Like, say you're trying to lose weight. Instead of just saying a blanket statement like, I want to lose weight, you could do, well, I want to lose 5 pounds in January. And then I want to lose 10 in February. Or like having actual smaller goals to get to the big goal. So like for me, in starting a relationship or finding someone that I find fascinating and I want to spend a lot of time with, what does that look like? I guess I have to be really open first, which is, I think one of the tough parts for me is being really open and available. Two, not having crazy expectations, like just kind of going with the flow, which is really hard for me because I'm a perfectionist and I'm also OCD. mm-hmm. which we all are. So shut up. And
it's true.
It is. Yeah. It's just a matter of how OCD you are. We're all OCD and what we focus on. But I like to know the facts so that I can prepare. It's my own mental thing with thinking that the facts are going to help me not to fail. And that's not true. Mm-hmm. So I have to tell myself all the time, I have to remind myself that that doesn't matter. Even if I know all the facts about this person or about dating or what I want and what they want, those things change and life happens. So definitely there will be times where it doesn't matter. Even if I have all the facts, I'm still going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. So just, I don't have to know everything. I don't even like saying that out loud.
I was just going to say.
I don't like saying that out loud. Yeah.
Who's that?
Exactly. Sarah knows me. She knows that I thrive. Like, I feel most comfortable with the facts.
Yeah.
And an example of that is, okay, so here's a story. This guy that I used to date, one of the reasons we broke up for probably several reasons, but super nice guy. And I really like him as a person. One of the things that would really bother me in our relationship is that he wouldn't make plans.
Mm.
Very spontaneous person. And I think that opposites attract, right? So I like plans. I like to know because I'm really, really busy. We all have crazy lives. We all have commitments. So if I'm traveling a ton, like, I need to know what day and what time and where and like everything so that I can plan my day around that, you know? Mm. And I think that that's somewhat reasonable. This person would just say things like, yeah, just let me know when you're done and I'll pick you up or I'll call you or I'll just show up to your house then. No, because that's not a plan. Mm. That's a tiny bit of a plan. The sliver of a plan, which is I'll show up.
Right.
What time? Right. Where are we going? Because a woman likes to prepare. I want to know what to wear. If it's dressy, if it's casual. Are you staying here? Are we going out? Are you bringing your dog? Are we, you know, like, what is, yeah. what, like, so that I can prepare.
Right.
I don't think men have to prepare as much for a date. I think that they like to maybe wash the car, mm-hmm. you know, shave their balls. You know, they somewhat prepare. Some of them, like, shave their face or their head or, like, they
yeah.
prepare in some ways. But women prepare a little differently. So for me, the facts are really important. It yeah. makes me help. It helps me to figure out my whole day and prepare for that night, even mentally.
Mm.
But if I want to find that person, but I think I can ease back on that, is what I'm saying.
Mm.
Like, what's the compromise? I think that's what it is. I have to compromise better.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so you can't change that person entirely. So what do? Okay. If I need a full, complete plan, how about this? How about we meet in the middle? How about you tell me what time and like what genre, which means like dressy, totally casual. Because then that still leaves you can decide what the restaurant or the place is. And I just need to know what to wear, basically, and how late we're going to be out, because that depends, too. Like, I have a dog that needs mm-hmm. to be taken out and mm-hmm. fed and mm-hmm. things like that. And should I eat before and it's just drinks? Or I think if I'm more flexible, it gives that person the opportunity to also kind of meet me halfway and come out of their comfort zone and make a plan.
Right.
I don't know. I'm talking out loud. This just happened. And so.
And so you're like, what should I do?
And in 2023, I said no. But I realize that I have to stop saying no, or I'm not going to have a relationship with a man because I'm constantly saying no. So I'm going to start saying yes more often, not to everything, and lowering the bar of my expectations and trying to appreciate more. Yeah, because even a little bit of effort is better than no effort, I guess. But guys still need to put in some work.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can't expect that they won't. So, okay. So maybe at some point in 2024, I'll let you guys know, really, if I find a man and I'm into him, I will let you know. So start sending some pictures. Yeah. Let me know if you got some available cousins. I don't want somebody in their 30s. It's got to be 40s. I prefer 40s and above, but like 40 to 42. Kidding. No, I'm kidding. They need to be a little, you know, just definitely not 75. Like, I don't want Biden, but I want someone that's going to die in 2 days. But I do not want them to be too young either, because I just, I don't think right. I'll relate as well. Right. Okay.
No 20-year-olds.
Yeah, no 20-year-olds. No scrubs either. Just like the song says. So that's my goals, you guys. I'm gonna focus on giving, try to not have too many expectations on people. I want to sell the special and the documentary. If not, we're going to put them out this year anyway, and we'll tell you when that happens. I'm gonna learn to edit and post my own videos. That's another goal. I'm going to write 30 new minutes of killer material. And then I'm going to be back with a boyfriend. If not, I'm going to marry Sarah. Probably that's the direction I'm going to go. So what kind of ring do you like?
I know. You know.
I didn't know. I'm so excited. What's your 2024 goal? To not be gay? Oh my gosh. All right. That's me. I just wanted to say happy 2024, you guys. I hope it's fantastic for you. I hope God blesses your career, your family, your health this year. And tell a friend about my podcast or come see me live. I would really love that. If we could meet in person, wouldn't that be amazing? But until then, please subscribe so I can give you all the news that's happening in my career and we can touch base. But let me know what your goals are and how you think I can best achieve mine. Is there any books that you've read or like classes that you've taken that have helped you conquer and achieve some of the goals that you've had? Like, what do you think I should do? That would be really helpful. I would love to hear from you. So put it in the comments and I will get back. I try to respond to every single comment. Except for the asshole ones, I will delete you. So,
yeah.
Don't be a jerk. Be nice. We're going to be nice to each other in 2024.
That's right.
Yeah. We're going to be good people.
I like it.
Yeah. No matter who the president is, we're going to treat each other well.
Right.
That's the most important thing. Okay. I love you guys. Happy 2024. And I will see you in 2 weeks. It's going to be my birthday episode. 2 weeks.
My gosh.
I know. Let's get Lisa laid.
Yeah. Just combine all
what?
Those.
I know. I should. I'm going to add that to one. My goal list. Oh my gosh. Lisa's getting laid in 24. Sarah, it might be you. All right. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to Find the Funny with Lisa Alvarado.
I hope everybody listen to my daughter and see it and laughing with her because she is very funny.